This is your food for thought for the week. Next Monday, February 1st, the Extension Office is helping host a Med Instead of Meds workshop series. This program will focus on the Mediterranean diet. It's a free 6-week series that we're offering on Zoom. And it's going to provide information about eating the med way, some tips and tricks, how to change your protein that you might be eating, how to swap for healthier fats, how to increase your plate with more fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. If you're interested in attending this series, it's not too late to register. You can always go online to the Person or Granville County Extension website, or you can check us out on Facebook at Person Granville FCS, and you'll find all of our flyers for our upcoming programs, all of the information about registering for each of our workshops, and you'll also find a lot of good healthy information and nutritious and delicious recipes. One thing we also want to remind everyone about is our diabetes prevention program. This is a program that we offer in Person County with the help of the Person County Health Department. It is a year-long program with about 28 sessions spread out through the entire year. The program is for people who are pre-diabetic or at risk for diabetes, but who have not yet been diagnosed. If you're interested in participating in our next program, that'll hopefully start in the next couple of months, you can contact either the Extension Office or the Health Department and ask about the Diabetes Prevention Program. We want to remind everyone that there are some everyday habits that will increase your risk for diabetes or your risk for heart disease or just being overweight or obese. One of them is skipping breakfast. There's been a lot of back and forth about the value of breakfast to your health. And that what I always tell people, it's very important for you to have breakfast because you are breaking the fast that your body has been going through throughout the night while you're sleeping. And also, skipping breakfast tends to set you up to overeat the rest of the day. You may not feel hungry, but you kind of in your mind feel you're entitled to more. So you tend to eat a bigger lunch or you have more snacks throughout the day because you could feel you can justify it because you skipped breakfast. One other habit that will help you combat or prevent diabetes is to not sit for too long. Sitting for longer than 30 minutes at a stretch can make you more at risk for chronic illnesses. We've told you before that regular exercise is very important to your body, even if you're not overweight. But sitting for prolonged periods, whether it's at the computer or on the couch or behind the wheel, carries certain risk of its own. So you need to make sure that you are interrupting your periods of sitting with frequent movement. So just get up and move, even if it's just to walk around your office, to walk around your house. Take 5 minutes to do some stretches, lift some weights, and it will also help you get to your 30 minutes of physical activity that you need each day. Make sure that you are drinking plenty of water as well. We want to make sure that you understand that your beverages are extremely important. There's nothing wrong with having a glass or maybe two of wine. Research suggests that it might even help with chronic illnesses. But if you continue more in drinking past that 1 to 2 drink mark, then suddenly things can definitely change. And you have an increased risk for inflammation, you have an increased risk for type 2 diabetes, and a lot of other health problems by drinking too much. So if you want something to drink, get some water. You can put some fruit in it or put some other things to just kind of freshen up your water. Make sure you aren't skipping out on your sleep. If you are not sleeping that well, then that will raise your risk for diabetes because your body, when you don't get enough sleep, it could release some stress hormones such as cortisol, which will increase your blood sugar. And last but not least, we want to make sure that you reduce the amount of processed foods that you are eating, whether it's cereals, deli meats, microwavable dinners, or even fast food things. These ultra-processed foods in diets have been associated with a higher risk of developing diabetes. For more information on helping your diabetes or preventing yourself from becoming diabetic, or for more information about our diabetes prevention program, call the Extension Office at 599 1195. And again, don't forget to check us out and follow us on Facebook at Person Granville FCS.